Thank you for calling UPMC Health Plan. For services in English, please press 1. Para servicios. Thank you for calling UPMC Health Plan. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. If you are calling today as a member, press 1. If you are calling as a healthcare provider, press 2. If you are a participating provider and you are calling regarding general claim status, member eligibility, benefit information, creating or checking on an authorization, accessing an EOP, or check information, UPMC Health Plan requires you to utilize our self-servicing options via our online portal at www.upmchealthplan.com/providers or our IVR. For provider services, please press 1. If you're calling about community health choices, press 2. For web support or other provider online issues, press 3. For all other questions,
welcome to the UPMC Virtual Assistant. Before we get started, we would like to verify some information. Please say your tax ID number. Sorry, I didn't get that. Please enter your tax ID number using your keypad. Please say your NPI number. Sorry, I didn't get that. Can you please enter your NPI number using your keypad? The information you have entered is incorrect or incomplete. You can say, try again to enter your information again, or provider advocate to be transferred to a live agent. As a reminder, you can also take advantage of our self-service options available 24/7 via our provider online portal at upmchealthplan.com/providers. Thanks for calling UPMC Health Plan Provider Services. Please wait a second. Your call will be redirected.
We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Thank you for calling UPMC Provider Services. My name is Didi. How may I assist you?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Vimal Parmar here. I need an assistance with the help of online portal. Can you please help me with that?
Mr. Linda, may I please have your name once again?
Sure, it is Vimal. V as in Victor, I as in India, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima.
Would you please verify the spelling for me?
Sure, it is V as in Victor, I as in India, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima.
And may I please have a good callback number for you?
Sure, it is 301-477-8673, direct line extension.
May I please have the tax ID?
Sure, it is 851-113-125.
And may I please have the name of the facility?
Sure, it is a Commonwealth Pain and Wellness Center, and the provider is Fred Usho.
Okay, and you wish to obtain access to your account, is that correct?
No, actually, I have changed, added the provider in info for another provider under the facility, but actually I am unable to add that provider till now because I have added that provider last week and it is still showing one provider on the portal, and I do want to check the claims for the another provider for the under the facility, same facility.
So you wish to have access to this tax ID under in the provider portal, is that correct?
Yes, I can I can able to obtain the EOB or ERAs and the information for the Fred Usho, Dr. Fred Usho, but I'm unable to obtain the EOB for the another provider, which is John Carlos Salvania. And I have requested to add the provider in the portal from the change provider profile info, and I fill out the form for that add or remove provider last week.
Okay, so just to be certain, may I please have the tax ID for the practice that you wish to have added to your account?
Sure. Tax ID.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, tax ID would be the same because it is under the same facility. It is 851-113-125, and then pay would be different for the provider. I wish to add.
So I showed that this tax ID is specifically for this provider's office or the provider's office. And
actually, the tax ID would be the same for the provider and the facility, but I do I want to add a new provider under the same facility. So the tax ID would be the same, but the NPI would be different, and the NPI would be for the provider which I wish to add is 153-880-5809.
So that question would be, you're attempting to add this provider as an affiliate, is that correct?
Sorry? Come again?
You wish to add this provider as an affiliate, rather than add them to the provider portal, which that would be a completely different step.
Okay, so let me rephrase this. Actually, I need to check some patient from the different provider, but the provider is under the same facility, okay?
Yes, if the provider is under the same facility, then when you're checking for that EOB, so long as the provider is affiliated with that practice, then it would be that you'll be able to pull up that information, especially if the online account administrator makes it so that way you see everything under the security set.
Okay. Because when I pull up the security, select security settings, and I do pull down the drop down option, there is only one option, Fred Usho, which is the only provider I am seeing over here. But
so it would be due to the fact that under that tax ID, that is the name of the provider that is under that is associated with the tax ID and with the vendor.
So you
notice specifically if you see the vendor number VD4724.
24, yes.
That is the practice vendor, not the individual provider's vendor.
So that is what I'm asking. No, I want to add the individual provider to this portal to inquire about the claim inquiries for the patient for the different provider.
The facility is under the provider's name, and because the practice is under the provider's name, that is essentially what's causing confusion. However, you would be able to pull up everything associated with that tax ID that includes all the provider's MPI that is affiliated with that tax ID. So long as that provider is affiliated with the tax ID, they would be affiliated with that vendor in particular, and you will be able to pull up claims underneath that vendor. In
okay, because actually when I tried numbers of patient to pull up the details, but actually it is not allowing me to pull up the details. It's showing nothing. It is showing nothing. It is stay same as it is. So if you can try, can you please try for a patient to obtain some information so I can get an idea for that this is happening or not.
So the biggest thing is the fact that if you're not able to pull up that individual provider in question, that's usually typically when you are looking for things such as the such as prior authorization submissions.
Such as claim status, EOBs and payment details.
However,
mm-hmm.
When you're looking for the general claim status,
mm-hmm.
that it would pull up everything underneath that security set, because it would be underneath the vendor. It would not be under the individual providers.
Okay, so I need to go to home and then I'm not able to look any security setting option over here.
Yeah, so that is due to the fact that you're not an online account administrator.
Sorry?
You would have to reach out to the... you would not see anything pertaining to security management due to the fact that you're not an online account administrator. If you're having issues with the permissions, you would have to reach out to the online account administrator to ensure that your account is set up. However, I'm showing that because the tax ID and essentially the vendor is under the... is under the provider's name and not the group or practice name that was stated.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the confusion lies. But however, the claims that are underneath that vendor, that is a VD4724,
mm-hmm.
any and all providers that are affiliated with that vendor, with the tax ID, will populate underneath that vendor.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Perfect. May I have the number for the administration number?
I do not have the online account administrator's numbers. I only have their names.
Mm-hmm. What's their name?
The online account administrator's names are Fred Oso.
Got it. Perfect. And can you please help me with some claim information?
I unfortunately will not be able to advise on the claim status due to the fact that the provider is participating with UPMC policy.
So you are unable to pull up the claim information for a patient, right?
And that is correct.
Perfect. May I have your first name and last name along with the reference number for our call?
My first name is D as in Delta, E as in Echo, E as in Echo. My last initial is D as in Delta. And the reference number for our call is 252-400-0528.
Your first name is D as in Delta, E as in Echo, E as in Echo, and last name initial is D as in Delta, right?
And that is correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much, D, for the information shared with me. Thanks for the assistance. Have a wonderful day. Stay safe and a wonderful weekend as well.
Yes, well, if there's something else, thank you so much for calling UPMC Helpline. I hope you have a wonderful day as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for participating in our automated provider services satisfaction survey.